Today's daf is Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, Daf Gimel. And just to review quickly what we were up to, the Gemara was dealing with the Mishnah. The Mishnah really is dealing with two halachos. One is called Kinuyim, and the other is called Yados. Kinuyim is corrupted terminology. Clearly, if somebody says, this object is prohibited to me like a karban, so that would work to be a neder. What happens if instead of saying the word karban, he said, this object is prohibited to me like a konam, like a kones, used some corrupted form of the word karban. If a person says, this object is a cherem to the temple, and it's given over entirely to the temple trust, that's Kedushas Bedek Habayis. It's called Cherme Gavoah. What happens if instead of the word Cherem, he said Cherek? A person who said, I am a Nazir, is certainly a Nazir. What happens if he says, I am a Nazik, a Nazich? A person who says, Shavua, that I will run a marathon, has to run a marathon. But if he said, Shvusa, I have to run a marathon, what's the halacha? So all of that is called kinuyim, corrupted forms of a word. And the Mishnah began by saying, all kinuyim of nedarim have the status of a neder. Kinuyim of charamim have the status of a cherem. Kinuyim of a shvua have the status of a shvua. And kinuyim of nazirus have the status of nazirus. But then the Mishnah switched. Instead of telling us these corrupted words, shvusa, nazik, nazich, Mishnah suddenly started to talk about a different concept, the concept of yados. Yados is a handle. I can pick up a jug by holding it underneath, and all the weight is on my hands, or I can pick up the handle, and just by virtue of the handle, pick up the entire jug. There is a concept of yados nedarim that I might not have spelled out really in my words what the neder meant, but the handle's already enough. I didn't say, with a neder comparing to a karban, your food is prohibited to me. I just said, based on a neder, I'm not eating your food, or I am distanced from your food, or I am separate from your food. Or I may be even in cherem from your food. So that's kinuyim. And the Mishnah said, I'm sorry, that's yados. And the Mishnah said, that works. That's also a neder, because we know what you meant. And therefore, it's considered a neder. So the Gemara had asked, but the Mishnah doesn't spell that out. The Mishnah seems to have forgotten it. The Mishnah starts off with the rule of kol kinuyim nedarim kinedarim, but then it explains the laws of yados. So the Gemara suggested, it's chitzure michsra v'achi katani. Really, the Mishnah meant to say kol kinuyim nedarim kinedarim, and then it meant to say kol yados nedarim kinedarim, and now it's explaining the second principle before it gets to the first principle. So the Gemara says, is it always the case that we explain the second principle before the first principle? We have all these cases when we go back to explain the first principle. So the Gemara says, starting on today's daf, Gimel Amud Aleph, El Alav Dafka. There's no certain rule. Zimnim and Farashu the Pasuk Bereisha and some Mishnayos, when it has two rules, let's say, sometimes an animal can walk out wearing certain things, other things it can't walk out wearing them on Shabbos. Sometimes it explains the first principle and then the second principle. Zimnim and the Salak Mefarash Bereisha. Sometimes it explains the second principle. There's no, absolute form. And so in our Mishnah, really there's a second principle, namely, kol yados nedarim kinedarim, and it's explaining the second principle first. The Yibayi is same alternatively. Yados, the reason why it explained yados first is not just because it's the second principle, but I did the asin midrasha, because yados is derived from a pasuk. That's exciting. When we have a pasuk and we have to use the ways in which the Torah is interpreted, that's very exciting. It's a drasha. It's exciting to use drashos. That's where the rabbis are using their power. That's where the rabbis get to, build up the oral Torah. So
We love it.
People don't know it as much. People just know the simple psukim. They don't know the drushos from the psukim. So that's what mefarish lehu and bereisha. That's what we explained first. But apparently the concept of kinuyim, that, you know, a corrupted form is also okay. That's not a drasha of a pasuk. Since it's not based on a drasha, there was no need to explain that first. So the Gemara asks, if you're going to say that, you know, sometimes we explain the first rule, sometimes we explain the second rule, there's no real, you know, rule behind it, or no real pattern. Here we happen to have explained the second rule first, so fine. But if you say, no, we want to explain the second rule first here, because this is based on a drasha, it's exciting, people don't know it, so v'lifto chadein bereisha. So then first start with it. Have the Mishnah begin with kol yados nedarim kinedarim, and then say kol kinuyei nedarim kinedarim, because the first thing that you're most excited about is a drasha, and yados is derived from a drasha. So the Gemara answers, miftach patach bekinuyin d'oraisa. It's well known, and it's basically explicit in the pasuk, that there is such a thing as kinuyin, that a person who uses corrupted Hebrew also has created an obligation. So what's well known, we begin with. Then we have to first explain things that aren't well known, like yados, like a handle, a partial phrase. Because that's based on a drasha. People don't know that halacha. We want to teach that halacha. So the Gemara now says, that's fine if you understand that the term kinuyim, these nicknames, are a language, just not Hebrew, non-Jewish languages. The non-Jews picked up things from Hebrew and corrupted them, and now became the kinuyim. But we're going to see later there's an argument about this. But according to the opinion, that the kinuyim were something made up by the rabbis in order to keep people from saying God's name. In the Torah, frequently the phrase karban is karban laHashem, carbon to God. So the rabbis were worried if people are going to make a neder, or if people are going to make a shvua, they're going to start invoking God's name for no reason. So they said, you know, instead of using the word carbon, use the word konam, because konam already is not what it has, what we have in the pasuk. And you may not say konam lashem, you would say carbon lashem, but you may not say konam lashem. So if the chachamim made up these kinuyim, they made up the nicknames in order to keep people from saying God's name in vain. So the way the Ran explains it, and these are nicknames that are not well known. People would not know this halacha. So people don't know it. So it's the same as yados. Just like yados, people don't know. And therefore we need to explain. Kinuyim people don't know. We should need to explain them also as soon as possible. So Michael and Mayim, what are you going to say? And since they need to be explained, why begin with them? Begin with yados, because yados are based on a drasha of a pasuk. So the Gemara says, "Mi katani yados." Did the Mishnah even say that yados nedarim kinedarim? What we had to do was to read it in. Lav chesure kamichsurat. La, didn't we have to say, no, there's something missing here? The term yados nedarim are like a neder is missing. So therefore, aktim nami. Once you're putting it in, put it in as the first thing too. Betani, and read it like this. Yados. Betani yados, and teach yados. And say like this, call yados nedarim kinedarim. All yados of nedarim are like nedarim. And the Mishnah that we have beginning with kinuyim is actually, kinuyim is the second idea. The call kinuyim nedarim kinedarim. And all the nicknames or the corrupted Hebrew terms for neder count as a neder. And then the Mishnah is explaining the first principle, Eluhein Yados. This is an example of a handle of a partial phrase. Ha'omer l'chaveiro, fellow tells his friend, mudrani mimcha, mufreshani mimcha, sha'ochalach, etc. And the next Mishnah is going to be ve'elu hein kinuyim. These are the corrupted Hebrew terms that are also mean, neder, etc., or karban, konam, konach, kones. And that's how the Gemara answers the question. So basically, the Ran says, why didn't the Gemara say this right away? So the Ran explains that initially the Gemara thought that if the Tana left something out, it probably wasn't the first line. You can, you know, when you're saying things, you say things, but you don't forget the beginning of the first line. And the Gemara is rejecting that now, saying, no, sometimes even the first line is something that is missed, that is left out. Okay. So now the Gemara asks, you just said that if you didn't hold that kinuyim are lashon shabadu chachamim, if you hold kinuyim are lashon nachrim, that these nicknames are from, you know, they were from Hebrew, but they got into non-Jewish languages, it's really a non-Jewish language, so then it's not such a, chiddush, it's an explicit law. And the Mishnah should begin with that law, with the law of Kinuyim. And Yados would be the second law. After it already began with the law that's well known of Kinuyim, it begins with the law of Yados, because Yados is from a drasha. But it explains Yados first, because Yados isn't well known, it's a drasha. We want people to know the drasha, the law of the partial statement. What's that drasha? Yados heichaksiv. Where does the pasuk say that the handle, namely a partial statement, is like a complete statement? Answer the Gemara, the pasuk says like this. Ish ki yafli, a man who will make an expression, lindor neder, to take a vow of a vow, nazir lahazir, of nazirut, of being in the status of a nazir, to then be separate from things. So there's a lot of repetition here. Is the word lindor neder? Could have just said ishki yafli lindor. There is nazir lehazir. Could have just said ishki yafli lindor nizirut, or lindor lehazir. There is the fact that in the same pasuk, the term neder is put right next to the term nazir. So that's called a hekesh. The two terms are put next to each other. Lashem. And therefore, we start to derive things from it. V'tanyulint in a braisa. Nazir lehazir, the fact that the Torah says nazir and lehazir is to tell, why did it repeat it? Lasos kinuye nazirus kinazirus, to say that the nicknames of nazirus have the status of nazirus. If you say nazik or nazich, you're also a nazir. And it's also to say that yados nazirus kinazirus, actually the Ran takes out the term kinuye nazirus kinazirus. It's to say yados nazirus are like nazirus. Ein li ela b'nazirus. So then I would only know that a nazirus, a partial phrase, is like the whole phrase. B'nedar minayin. How do we know a nedar also that a partial phrase is like the whole phrase? Tam aloma, that's what the pasuk says. Ish ki yafli lindor neder nazir lahazir lahashem. A man who will make an expression, lindor neder, to make a neder of lahazir lash, of nazir lahazir lashem, makish nazirus l'nedar. The fact that nazirus is put next to the word neder, it's to compare the two, to compare nazirus to nedarim, and to derive from nazirus about nedarim, and nedarim and nazirus, and to compare the other way as well. Nazirus asabayados, nazirus kinazirus, just like in nazirus, we learn from nazir lahazir that even a partial phrase is considered the whole phrase. Af nidarim asadem yados, nidarim kinidarim, in nidarim as well, we have a handle law, and a partial phrase of a nadir is like the whole nadir. Uman nidarim over bebal yachel, about ta'acher, and just like in nidarim, If a person doesn't fulfill his neder, he's in violation of the law of Bal Yachel Dvaro, do not make your word empty. And if his neder was to bring a carbon and he didn't bring a carbon, he would be in violation of the law of Bal Ta'acher. Don't be late with your carbon, don't be late with your obligations. So too, afne zirus, even in the zirus as well, over b'bal yachel, b'bal ta'acher, there can be a violation of bal yachel devaro, as well as the violation of bal ta'acher. Umad adar ma'av mefer nidre bito, and just like in nidarim, a father can annul the nidarim of his daughter. Ubal mefer nidre yishto, and a husband can annul the nidarim of his wife that affect him. Af nazirus, so to a nazirus. Ha'av mefer nazirus bito, if his daughter became a nazir, the father can reject it. Ubal mefer nazirus ishto, if his wife became a nazir, that affects the husband and he can reject it.
Any of these nazirs, they have like the violations, like driving violation, they have points into it. Some of them have higher points, some of them lower points. Or they're all like, violation is violation?
They're all violations.
It's very binary.
So there is no...
There's no hierarchy.
No hierarchy.
If a person made a neder, yeah, he's got to keep his word.
Okay. You're in or you're out.
You're in or out, that's it, okay.
Ask the Gemara. Maish Nagabi Nazirus, why in regards to Nazirus to Ksiv Nazir Lehazir, you're interpreting all these things from Nazirus because it said Nazir Lehazir, could have just said Ishkiafli Lindor Nazir or Ishkiafli Lehazir. But and then you say, okay, Nazirus, it's to include Yados, and then the fact that Nazirus is next to Nadarim, Nadarim also has Yados. Nadarim Namioksiv, Nadarim also has a problem. It says Lindor Neder. So why do you have to say both Lindor Neder? Therefore, Akesha Lemli, we don't need a comparison to learn from the zeros to Nadarm. In Nadarm itself, I should derive that handles work because it said twice, Lindor Neder. Answer the Gemara. Iksiv, if it would have said, Ishkiafli Neder Lindor, which is unusual, that's not normal Hebrew. Kidikasiv, as it said, Nazir Lehazir, where the verb comes later, that's the unusual thing. Then we would have derived from Nadarim. Lotzricha Akesha, we wouldn't have needed a comparison between Nadarim and Nazir. But that's not what it says. Hashad Chsiv Lindor Neder, to make a Neder. So first the action, Lindor, and then what you're doing, a Neder, which is normal Hebrew. So when you have normal Hebrew, Dibra Torah Kolashim Bnei Adam, the Torah sometimes speaks the way it's grammatically normal. And that's not something you could derive any drashos from. Ani Chalaman Isle Dibra Torah Kolashim Bnei Adam. Well, that's fine if you believe that. If you believe that the Torah speaks in the way normally people speak, that you can't derive anything from it, okay? Elamad Isle Dibra Torah Kolashim Bnei Adam. But according to those opinions that when there's a repetition, even though you have an explanation for the repetition, because that's the style of speech, we would still say, even if it's the style of speech, since it's a repetition, it's to teach it something. So, hi, Lindor Neder, my Avilei. What are they going to use? What do you learn from the fact that it says Lindor Neder? So, Darish Lei. So, you would interpret it the following. Lasos Yados Nedarim Kinedarim. Lindor Neder, in fact, teaches that the handle of a Neder is a Neder, that a partial phrase is also okay. Umakish Nazirus Linedarim. And then the fact that you have Nazirus and Nedarim in the same sentence to say that Nazirus also Yados is like the whole phrase. So then what do I need the words Nazir Lehazir? And Nazir Lehazir Darishle. Nazir Lehazir is to teach us the following. Malameh that teaches us Shaha Nazirus Chal Al Nazirus. That Nazirus can be added to a pre-existing Nazirus. So let's say somebody says, I've become a Nazir today. And then 2 hours later he says again, I'm a Nazir today. We don't say, okay, well, he's already a Nazir, so the second sentence meant nothing. We say, no. He became a Nazir for 30 days with the first sentence, and now that he repeated it a second time, he has a second Nazirus. So now he has to be a Nazir for 60 days. And that's from the Pasuk of Nazir Lehazir. He was already a Nazir. to become a Nazir, he can add in himself a second Nazirus. Okay, Ulam Adam, and now according to the opinion that Dibra Torah Kalasha Bnei Adam, that the Torah sometimes speaks the way of normal Hebrew. And therefore, Lindor Neder is normal Hebrew, and you don't darshan anything from it. Nazir Lahazir teaches us Yados, and then from Yados of Nazirus, from handles of Nazirus, since it's in the same pasuk as Nedarim, we learn that there could be a handle, and that also counts for a Neder. So Lamadam Adibra Torah Kalash Bnei Adam, and Nazir Lahazir Darish Lasos Yados Nazirus Kinazirus. Nazir Lahazir, he needed to tell me that there is such a thing as Yados. Shana Nazirus Chalal Nazirus Binali. How does he know that if a person said, I'm a Nazir, and then he says again, I'm a Nazir, now he has to wait 60 days before he can cut his hair? How does we know that a Nazirus takes effect on top of a pre-existing Nazirus? So Hanicha, this would all be fine. He's severely if he holds command Amr. Ain't Nazirus Chalal Nazirus. So then you don't need a drasha to teach me that Nazirus can take effect on a pre-existing Nazirus, because he also can't. Eli severely command Amr Nazirus Chalal Nazirus. But if he holds like that opinion, that Nazirus takes effect on top of a Nazirus, minale. So then how does he know it? Says the Gemara, he'll tell you like this. Name Makra, the pasuk could have said, Ishki Yafli Lindor Neder, a man who will express to make a vow, Lizor. Or Ishki Yafli Lindor Neder, Nazir Lizor. A Neder of a Nazir, Lizor. Instead, it says, Lehazir. There is a extra hay. So lehazir shamet mina, that's to tell me the chart. There are actually two halachas that you derive. One, the halacha of Yados, and the second, the halacha of Nazirus, takes effect on top of a Nazirus.
Rabbi, if the Nazir says two times that he is a Nazir, what do you mean by two consecutive time period? He cuts his hair and brings his
He has two Nazirus, one after the other. He has 60 days now.
Okay. Then he could cut his hair.
After 60 days, the Nazirus ends. Then he can cut his hair. Then he brings the carbonos.
So he's a Nazir for a period of 60 days? Is that what it
correct
is?
Normally, a Nazir would be for 30 days. But since he said, I'm a Nazir, and then again he said, I'm a Nazir, now he has to be a Nazir for 60 days.
So his vows becomes nullified in a period of 30 days automatically? Is that how it is?
A typical Nazirus is for a term of 30 days.
Term.
Yeah, unless he said, I'm a Nazir forever.
If he says that, then it becomes, I see.
If he said, I'm a Nazir like Shimshon, then it's for his whole life.
Okay, but how about the other vows? Can you put a period on it?
Sure. Whatever your words say. It's up to you. It's your power. Yes, you can do that.
Mm-hmm. Right. I could keep out of heaven.
But that is forever.
The Ma'arava Amri, in the land of Israel, they used to say, in the West, they used to say, is Tana the Mapik Le Liados mean Lindor Neder? There is a Tana who derives the concept of Yados from Lindor Neder. The fact that it said Lindor Neder, that teaches us Yados. Nazir Lahazir teaches us Nazirus on top of Nazirus. And this Tana would hold that we don't say Dibra Torah Kalasha Bnei Adam. Even though Lindor Neder is correct Hebrew, it still lends itself for a drasha. However, the is Tana, there's another Tana who says Lindor Neder can't teach you anything because Dibra Torah Kalasha Bnei Adam. That's normal speech. So then, demapiklei, how does he know yados? So he learns nada yados from a different pasuk. Kalayotze mipiv yaseh. The pasuk says anything that comes out of his mouth he should do. So what, anything that comes out of his mouth, it means even if he only, what came out of his mouth is only half the sentence, he should do that too. So the Tanu holds the Dibra Torah Kalashim Bnei Adam. So he would say, Lindor Nadir doesn't teach me anything, because Dibra Torah Kalashim Bnei Adam. Nazir Lahazir is that Nazirus Chalal Nazirus. So then how do I know Yados? I know Yados from a different pasuk. Kalayotze mipiv yaseh. Whatever comes out of his mouth, he should listen to. Amar Mar. Let's go back. We learned before that there's a comparison between the Darim and the Zirus. Just like in Nedarim, there could be a violation of Bal Yachel Devaro and Bal Ta'acher, so it is in Nezirus. Okay, Bishlam Bal Yachel de Nedarim. Bal Yachel of Nedarim, I understand. Going to Amar, let's see, he said, Kikar Zeu, this loaf, Ochal, I will eat. Below achla, and he didn't end up eating it. So over mishum bal yachel devar. Then he's in violation of to not violate your word. Ela bal yachel de nezirus, but bal yachel of nezirus, don't violate your word. Heichem mishkachasla. What's the case? In other words, it sounded like Bal Yachel could be alone in Nezirus, that there's just a violation of Bal Yachel. I don't understand. Kimada Maharani Nazir, if he said, I'm a Nazir, Havale Nazir, he becomes a Nazir. Achal, if you would eat grapes, Kamle Bal Yochal, that's already a prohibition. Don't eat grapes. Not just don't violate your word. Shasa, if you drink wine, Kamle Bal Yishte. He's already in the violation, don't drink wine, not just the violation of don't violate your word. Where would a Nazirus be exclusively don't violate your word? So Amar Rava, Rava said, and we said that there's Bal Yachel of Nazirus.
Sometimes
it doesn't mean that it's exclusive, it means Lavar of Mishnayim. And he violates two things. If he eats grapes, he's violating the lav bal tochal, don't eat, plus bal yachel devarot, don't violate your word. Yeah, question.
But sometimes you make a vow, for example, I want to eat this loaf of bread.
Right.
And you get sick, you can't eat. So what happens? Is this the violation?
Yeah. If he made a vow, it would be a violation. He'd have
but
to...
But if you are sick, you know, you get sick and you can't eat it, I mean, you know, what is it that...
Okay, so in general, when things are out of a person's control, anus rachmana parcha, they don't get punished, but it's still...
So then it automatically nullifies, right?
It wouldn't automatically be nullified. He'd have to go to a chacham and we'll learn the halachos of hataras nadarm. Sometimes he can nullify it, sometimes a chacham can't.
So he has to slip all the way to Muncie to get
95%. have Muncie come to you, call them up, and ask them to come visit you in the house.
Okay.
So said first he tied the shoes of the rabbi.
Ask the Gemara. Bal tachar dinezirus hechi mishkachasla. Where do you have Bal Ta'acher? Don't be late by fulfilling your Nazirus. As the Ran explains, if a person says, I am a Nazir, so he became a Nazir. There's no being late about it. Automatically becomes a Nazir. And if he says, when I want to, I'll be a Nazir, so that's what the Torah is saying, don't be late with it. Well, if he said, when I want to, so he said, it's up to him, whenever he wants. He doesn't want yet. So the answer is the Gemara... explains the Gemara the question. Kivadam Arani Nazir. Havale Nazir. If he says I'm a Nazir, he became a Nazir. Achal, if he ate grapes, Kamli Babal Yochal. He's just violated the prohibition of don't eat the grapes. So the Gemara says, Ba'omer, it's when the case, when he said, L'kisha'eretz e'eit nazir. Whenever I want to, I'll be a nazir. And that's when there's a prohibition, Ba'al Tacha, don't be late with it. I don't understand. If you say whenever I want, so then like a Baal Ta'achar, then there is no Baal Ta'achar yet, because it hasn't yet been triggered. So Amar Rav, Rav is like this. Go into Amar, if it's a fellow who said, Lo yipatim in ha'olam ad she'ein nazir. I won't leave the world until I become a nazir. So now, he shaita avalei nazir, then right away, he should be a nazir. Right away, there's a Baal Ta'acher forcing him to be a Nazir. Don't be late with it. Because we're worried, maybe he's going to die. And he said he's not going to leave the world without being a Nazir. So right away, he has to be a Nazir. Otherwise, he violates Baal Ta'acher. Midi the Havi, the same way we have in Gittin. Ha'omer li'ishto, a fellow who tells his wife. Harezu giteich sha'achas kodem isasi. This is your get, and it will take effect one moment before I die. So if he was a kohen, asur lecho b'tshuma miyat. She can't eat tshuma right away. Alma arminan kol shayta v'shayta duma mayis. Because we say maybe any moment he's going to die. Hanami here too. If he says, I'm going to be a Nazir a moment before I die, La'alter avi Nazir right away, he has to become a Nazir and he's violating Baal Ta'acher if he doesn't. According to the way the Ran explains, Darmina, because we say Dilma Ashtamayis, maybe he's going to die now. That's how the Ran explains this Gemara. The way the Ran explains this Gemara is that even though in regards to Nedarim and the Korban, we know there is a time period. The Gemara said in Rosh Hashanah, you have three regalim to go by until you are in violation of Baal Ta'acher. But that's because there wasn't a time limit that you put in. You didn't say, I'm bringing a Korban right away. If you would have said, I'm bringing the carbon right away, if you didn't bring the carbon right away, you'd violate Baal Ta'acher right away. But here, where he says, I'm going to be a Nazir before I die, that's the equivalent of saying, I'm going to be a Nazir now, because I might be dying now. So therefore, right away, there's the obligation. If there's the obligation right away, he's in violation of Baal Ta'acher right away.
Because he said, I'm going to become a Nazir before I die.
Right, and he may be dying any minute, so therefore, he's in violation of Baal Ta'acher immediately.